Welcome to It's Gonna Be Wonderful, a radio broadcast brought to you by the historic Belle Point Baptist Church in Hinton, West Virginia, where we really do believe that it's gonna be wonderful in heaven someday. Thank you for joining us on It's Going to Be Wonderful. I invite your attention this morning to the book of Psalms, chapter 40, and verse 17. Here the word of God declares, "But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me." Dear friend, what a comfort and what a joy it ought to be to our souls to know that the Lord thinketh upon us. There's a great confession made by the psalmist here. It's a confession of poverty. It may be true in a very literal sense that we are physically poor, and there's no shame to that. But it's certainly true in the spiritual sense that we're all poor and needy. We have nothing which to offer God in and of ourselves. It's certainly true in the spiritual sense. What a confession to be made, and what a confession must be made if we're to ever get the help that we need, unless we're to always remain in our poverty. Don't be afraid to make it. God already knows it. He knows that you're poor and wretched and naked and blind. It's those who say they are rich and increased in goods and have no need of God and of His favor that are really the poor ones. There's a great encouragement here. There's an encouragement to confront our poverty by knowing that the Lord cares for us. How comforting it is to know that a poor person like me has somebody great like God thinking about him. It's a certain thing. The Bible says, "Yet the Lord thinketh upon me." How do I know that He's thinking upon me? I know because His Word tells me. He says, "For I know thy thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil." Those comforting words are found in Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. My friends, sometimes we get the idea that God sits in heaven just waiting for ways to punish us or to catch us doing something bad. Reality is, God is sitting in heaven waiting for an opportunity to bless us and to use us and to be good to us. He knows the thoughts of our own hearts, and He also knows the thoughts that He has in His own heart concerning us. He says, "These are thoughts of peace and not of evil." What a comfort it should be that even though we're poor and needy, the Lord thinks upon us. The nature and character of God's thinking is this: He thinks upon us. It isn't that He thinks about us, but rather He thinks upon us. He's thinking constantly, "What can I do for my child? How can I help him? How can I help her? How can I make their journey more pleasant? How can I make their life more fruitful?" He thinks upon us and upon our state, and He knows exactly what we need when we need it. What a comfort it ought to be to us to know that God even now is thinking upon us, whether or not we're thinking about Him. Why don't you let God have control of your life? Why don't you let Him control your economical value, your spiritual value? Let Him do what He wants to do when He wants to do it with you, knowing that He makes no mistakes, and that someday you're going to be standing before Him and you're never going to be sorry that you let the Lord have His way in your life. He's thinking upon you. He's thinking upon your life and what needs to be done to conform you to the image of His Son. You are poor and needy. You are wretched and blind. But God can and will provide all that you need to conform you to the image of His Son. And in Him you're rich. You really are rich, and you have need of nothing outside of what He can provide. I'm glad that the Lord knows that I'm poor and that He's thinking upon me and He's thinking upon you. Someday, when we stand before Him, we're going to realize that His plan was perfect, and that even though physically we might have been poor and spiritually in and of ourselves we are poor, yet God knew exactly what we needed and He provided it all for us. He's thinking upon us.
It's gonna be wonderful in heaven on high, oh Lord, I linger in time.
trust you have enjoyed today's broadcast of It's Going to Be Wonderful. If you would like, you may contact the Belle Plaine Baptist Church by writing Belle Plaine Baptist Church, 211 Miller Avenue, Hinton, West Virginia, zip code 25951. Or you may call us at area code 304-466-3547. Visit us also on the World Wide Web. You may reach us at www.bellpoint.net. That's www.bellepoint.net.